Do you have trouble going to sleep and staying asleep? Join the thousands of others who have the same problem. Fortunately, there are solutions. Cardiologist James Markham shares more in his article, Snooze: How and Why to Sleep Well. This article originally appeared in the February 2020 edition of Signs of the Times. Your narrator is Jerry Lynn Rogge. Vicky was 54 when we first met. She was an empty nester who lived in the Chicago suburbs and worked as an event planner. Her brother, Mark, had developed advanced cardiovascular disease and had undergone bypass surgery and multiple cardiac stenting procedures, and he was taking numerous medications. Mark was 2 years older than Vicky, but he looked much older. Vicky wanted to avoid her brother's pain, if at all possible, and she wanted to make sure she was doing everything possible to remain healthy. I explained to Vicky that modern medicine is great at treating symptoms, but if we could understand why the symptoms occurred in the first place, we would have a better chance of preventing them because the bypass grafts and stents do not remove the problem. Vicky wasn't having any symptoms of active cardiovascular disease. She was experiencing nothing out of the ordinary, no symptoms on exertion, no shortness of breath, no palpitations or dizziness. After reviewing her medical history and doing a careful examination, we started exploring the cause, the why, of disease. This included bad genes, factors causing gene activation, the different stressors of life, and so on. Stress can come from various sources: poor nutrition, too much fat, protein, or sodium, lack of water, a sedentary lifestyle, mental stress from a myriad of sources, toxins, and lack of rest. Chronic stress can activate physiology, which eventually can age the weakest gene-causing symptoms. The stress could be cumulative and originate from many different sources. An individual's response to different stressors can also vary because of genetic differences. As we explored Vicky's different stressors, she identified a major stressor: lack of sleep. The body is designed for rest. There are different kinds of rest: physical, mental, social, and spiritual. Vicky wanted to focus first on strategies to improve her physical rest. Without physical rest, stress, to some degree, follows. This causes a cascade of stress chemicals to be produced, which can change gene expression, aging the body. She had rested poorly for years, spending hours trying to go to sleep. Her attempts to sleep were a struggle, tossing and turning and finally falling asleep from sheer exhaustion. Vicky felt she was in a nightly wrestling match and actually dreaded going to bed. The next morning, she would wake up fatigued and turn to stimulants to get her going. Vicky had tried numerous sleep strategies, and nothing was helping all that much. She even tried sleep medications, but she experienced their side effects. Vicky felt that if she could deal successfully with this major stressor, her other stressors would be easier to address. Oh, for a night of good rest. The human body is designed to rest. It needs an average of 7 to 8 hours of sleep a day. We spend 1/3 of our time sleeping. Some animals, such as giraffes, only need 1.9 hours of sleep per day, while brown bats spend 19.9 hours in sleep each day. Unfortunately, 79% of individuals don't get enough sleep. Without this rest, health and safety are compromised. Approximately 1,500 motor vehicle deaths yearly are attributed to sleep deprivation. How many times have you felt drowsy at the wheel? Vicky admitted to at least 3 non-critical accidents from lack of sleep. As we talked, Vicky understood she was stressing her genes by not sleeping well. Fortunately, she was not yet to the point of having cardiovascular symptoms. She was motivated and needed a path to follow on her journey for rest. We started with circadian rhythms. Circadian rhythms are a biological process regulating the sleep-wake cycle, and light and stress are important in maintaining these rhythms. Stress can cause oxidation, inflammation, epigenetic modifications, and many physiological changes that disrupt these rhythms. Light helps to regulate these rhythms. When the circadian rhythms are disrupted, sleep and the rest it provides are compromised. I explained to Vicky that the path to healing must include maintaining these natural rhythms. If one broke an arm, it would be enclosed in a cast to mobilize the limb so it could rest. Likewise, the brain, heart, gastrointestinal system, and indeed, the whole body needs rest. This rest allows recovery and growth. Keeping these rhythms intact will optimize the potential for rest. Unfortunately, through the years, our culture has put stress on these circadian pathways. Our ancestors would work from sunup to sundown and then go to sleep. Today, with the lights, the screens, the actions, these rhythms are being disrupted. I suggested several things Vicky could do to improve her sleep patterns, and many people would no doubt consider the first one quite unconventional. I wanted to make sure that Vicky was worshiping each day. Worship is step one on the path to rest. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Jesus is interested in every aspect of our lives. He has promised that if we come to him, he will give us rest. In the path to better sleep and rest, keep coming to him in worship. I wanted Vicky to focus on worship first, so we developed a plan of worship. I explained that worship needed to be a daily activity in her life. Worship lowers stress chemistry. She had worshiped in a church setting before, but she'd never included intentional, daily, personal worship as a way to lower stress. But I knew that this would improve her rest and lower her chance of developing an active cardiovascular disease like her brother. I explained to Vicky that we all have bad genes, and therefore we all need a healing savior. His grace gives us power and makes up for our weakness. In the path to rest, worship can help on many levels. I told Vicky that her worship experiences needed to include prayer, inviting Jesus to sit on the throne of her heart, asking for forgiveness, and accepting him as Lord and Savior. Next, I encouraged her to include praise and thanksgiving in her daily worship activities, to be thankful to God for everything in her life, including its trials. I also showed Vicky a number of Bible reading plans that she could incorporate in her worship. She chose to use a worship app called Biblical Prescriptions for Life. This app would lead her in 10 minutes of worship every day. In addition, reminders would be sent to her throughout the day, along with the encouragement to find a Bible-based community for fellowship and support in worship. I urged her to take a moment to slowly read verses in the Psalms every night as she prepared to sleep. Vicky was a bit surprised by these recommendations, but she was willing to give the plan a try. Her next step was to evaluate the many medical conditions that can disrupt sleep, including urinary problems, heartburn, kidney and liver disease, and stimulants. We also explored mental health problems that can interrupt good sleep, including anxiety, phobia, panic, and depression. And lastly, we evaluated her life for pain, arthritis, heart failure, lung disease, and thyroid conditions. We reviewed some of the common medications that can affect sleep, such as beta blockers, which can cross the blood-brain barrier, steroids, diuretics, cold medications, theophylline, and thyroid medications. After going over the list, Vicky identified one of these medications that she was taking. Next, we looked at lifestyle factors that can alter sleep rhythms, such as caffeine, alcohol, television, cellular devices, exercising before bed, erratic work schedules, and eating late in the day, blue light from a computer, and cell phones. Next, we looked at lifestyle factors that can alter sleep rhythms, such as caffeine, alcohol, television, cellular devices, exercising before bed, erratic work schedules, eating late in the day, blue light from a computer, and cell phones. After going over the list of lifestyle factors that can disrupt sleep, we identified several factors in Vicky's life that were adversely affecting her rest and circadian rhythms. Once we identified Vicky's unique physical and lifestyle factors, we began to focus on change. We made an initial list of steps to try. I also asked her to journal her progress and make this a part of her daily worship. After 2 months, we would reevaluate her sleep patterns, following our recommendations I gave Vicky. 1. Try to go to sleep at the same time every day. This will help your body get into a pattern. Choose a time when you feel tired. If you're getting enough physical rest, you should wake up naturally without an alarm. You may find you need an earlier bedtime. 2. Avoid sleeping in. If you have a late night, try a daytime nap rather than sleeping in. This helps to maintain natural rhythms. Sleep habits are important. 3. Daily exercise, including movement every hour and a stretching routine followed by 45 minutes of aerobic activities and 15 minutes of easy weights. If you're having sleep difficulties, Avoid exercise in the evenings. 4. No eating after 5 o'clock in the evening. 5. No device use in the evening, including cell phones. Say no to television and backlit devices. This will help with light and mental stimulation. 6. Get outside in the early morning sunshine. This will wake you up. Spend time outside whenever possible. Let natural light into the workplace and at home. Light helps regulate sleep rhythms. 7. Turn off the lights as much as possible when the sun sets. This helps maintain circadian rhythms. 8. Eat foods that contain melatonin, such as tart cherries, pistachios, walnuts, bananas, oats, and tomatoes. Melatonin is an important hormone made in the pineal gland that helps to maintain the daily sleep-wake cycle. 9. Deep breathing exercises before and on arrival in bed. This is very important. Lie down and close your eyes. Breathe in through your nose as much as you comfortably can. Hold your breath for 3 seconds and blow the air out slowly. Repeat this at least 10 times. You will feel your body begin to relax. This will help turn down the sympathetic nervous system. 10. Optimize sleeping conditions. This includes a dark, quiet room with the temperature around 70 degrees. Be sure the bedding is comfortable, including the mattress and pillow. I encouraged Vicky to move through these steps one at a time, starting with worship. I reminded her that with God, all things are possible, and I assured her that by following these steps, she would improve her rest and enjoy many other benefits, especially her growing relationship with God. In her 2-month follow-up, Vicky was experiencing 6 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Her blood pressure and cholesterol all showed improvement. More importantly, she had accepted the gift of rest from her Savior. We prayed and made an appointment to meet again in 2 months. Here are the benefits of rest. Better work productivity, improvement in memory, weight loss, lowered risk of depression, cancer prevention, better immune system and fewer infections, improved skin, improved mood, revitalized skin, reduction in pain by decreasing inflammation, and, of course, lowering the risk of cardiovascular disease.